Sasha, gentle one. And we're reading Tibetan together. We're up to chapter 2, the consonants. KY is pronounced basically like the word ki. KYE then would be pronounced like the kya and kev. Kya, to take. NG is a simple sound to pronounce and is commonly used. The back of the tongue presses against the roof of the back of the mouth while you sound NG, like the end of the word sing. Then drop the tongue down quickly to an ah sound. Nagatso, we, nagatso. NY is pronounced like the word NY in canyon. Nya, meaning to buy. Actually, it's nya, meaning to buy, because the O has the umlaut, so it's like puh, Tibet. TSA is the TS at the end of the word grits, plus the addition of the A sound. Tsapo, hot. Helpful hints. The consonant G is always hard. G should never be pronounced like a J. They say don't be tricked into mispronouncing a word that may be spelled like an English word. Long air or wind, for instance, is not pronounced like the human organ, but with a U sound, as in the word scuba. So it's long. Words like mota and chita, car or very, may be pronounced with an R sound in the second syllable. Motra and shutra. Others like trangmo, meaning cold, sarpa, meaning new, and karma, meaning minute or star, may be pronounced without the R sound in the first syllable. Thangmo, sapa, and kama. Don't let these differences confuse you, they say, for pronunciation does not affect the word's meaning. And so, we'll continue on tomorrow. Simjanango.